Junior Story, Proud or Humble, Weeks 4 through 6, Get Away From Me. Raina and her friends were at the park playing a game of tag when they heard a loud crashing noise coming from the shelter area. They ran over to see what happened. Ew, the group said when they saw the mess. Gross! There, in the middle of the shelter, stood a large dog covered in garbage. He had apparently dumped the can over. He was coated in rotted meat, grease, and slimy goo. Smelly trash was piled around him. The dog started to wag his tail and walk toward the group. Get away from me! Yelled several kids. They ran back to their play area. But Raina stayed. She saw his red eyes and noticed a cut on his nose and leg. He had a collar on with a tag. I wonder who you belong to, she said. Come on, Raina, shouted her friends. We're waiting for you. You guys go ahead without me, called Raina. Her friends watched in shock as Raina stepped into the middle of the smelly garbage and took the dog by the collar, walked him over to the water faucet, and rinsed him off. When he was a little cleaner, and she was a little dirtier, she could read the tag. Star. Well, you still don't look like a star. Not right now, laughed Raina. She walked past her friends, telling them she was taking Star home. After she explained to her dad what had happened, he called the number on the tag. Meanwhile, Raina brought out some shampoo and gave Star a bath in the yard with the hose. She put some healing ointment on his cuts and gave him some food and water. Soon after, a car pulled into their driveway and a girl about Raina's age came running over. Star! She shouted. She hugged his neck and Raina was sure she saw Star smile. He's been missing for a week, explained the girl. We thought we would never see him again. Raina and her new friend, Wendy, played in the yard with Star while their parents talked. Before they left, the parents promised the girls could play again. Raina, Dad said, hugging his daughter, you made God and me very happy today. You were caring for Star's needs when others turned away. You did exactly what Jesus would have done. You saw the mess he was in and knew he needed help. So you stepped into his mess to care for him. I'm sure God is smiling right now.